They, the 24th of February, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zahn, leaning by laning.
Yeah, we leaned yesterday the parasha of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The Kohanim, before they start the Avodah, so the Kohanim have to go to the Kiyor, and the Pasuk says, V'rochatzu Aaron v'onov v'menu es yodeyem v'es ragleihem. So Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Zvachim, how did the process of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, how was it done? So Rashi says, Es Yedem Ve'es Ragleim Ve'bat Achas Hoy Mekadesh Yodah V'Raglo. It had to be done in one go, with one pouring of water. So how does it work? So look, Rashi has it. V'chein Shoninu B'Zvachim Ketat Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. How did the Kohenim do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Meniach Yodah Hayimonis Al Gabi Ragle Hayimonis. So put the right hand on the right leg, the yodeh hasmonis al gabi ragli hasmonis, and the left hand on the left leg. And then another kohen came along with a kachon and poured the water from the kiyor over, and so therefore it was all done the basachas. The Tisra Chacham explains this is learnt out from the S. S yodim, the S aglim, S can be with, everything has to be done together. As I state in Rashi. Agav urcha, the Sfas Emes, this is the Gemara Zvochim, and that's your personal base. So the Sfas Emes says that with the Gemara, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet, that one of the Chiyuvim, one of the times when a person is Mchiyuv to do Netilas Yadayim is Hanegea Raglov. If the person touches his feet, then he has to make Netilas Yadayim. So it would appear to be strange. Does that mean that after Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is ostensibly a Kiddush, the Kohen then has to go and make Netilas Yadayim? He touched his feet. It doesn't sound mistaba. L'chayre, it's Kiddush. But why not Taka? So the Sfas Emes says, very, very beautiful. The reason why when a person touches his feet, it's b'chayre of Netilas Yadayim, is because generally the feet is a daba mechusa. It's a covered part of the goof. Generally you don't walk around barefoot. And therefore, the halakha is, one touches a covered part of the body, that creates the chi of Netilah. However, in the Beit HaMikdosh, one of the dinim of the Avodah was the Kohenim had to dafka do the Avodah barefoot. The Gemara says, Shaloyeh Dabba Chaitzetz, Vein Raglov Leritzpah. There must be no chatzitza between the feet of the Kohenim and the floor, even a sock. They have to go bare feet. Which means that the Raglai, the feet of a Kohenim in the Mikdash, was not a Dabba Mechusa. On the contrary, it was a Dabba Megula, as much as the hand. So therefore the Sfas Emes says, so very very clear, as much as if he touches his hand, he doesn't need to make the Netilas Yadayim. So in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, touching the Kohen's feet, he wouldn't have to wash his hand. I don't know whether the halacha would be right, but the Lechayah, if the Kohen got an itchy foot during the Avodah, he had to scratch himself, so it would seem he doesn't need to make the Netilas Yadayim. It's a double mukut. Akabonim, this is the din, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, one hand, the right hand on the right foot, left hand on the left. The Gemara comes in Zvachim, in Daf Yutesimah base, and the Gemara brings that there's a man Da'amah who argues. Rabbi Yishi, Rabbi Yehuda said that no, the way you do Kiddush is as follows. You take your right hand, put it on the left hand. You take your right foot, and put it on the left foot. And then you put your, I can't actually do it, but you put your right hand and left hand on your right foot and left foot. And you don't make Kiddush, because he said it's got to be absolutely b'vashachas. The way the Tanakhama says it's b'vashachas. The water, you have to pour the water on this side and that side. Rabbi Yishi, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's got to be absolutely b'vashachas. So yeah, but you have to do it all together. So the Gemara says, either way, even according to the Talmud, somebody else poured the water because his hands were otherwise occupied. So the Gemara says that the Tanakhama asked on Rabbi Yehuda the following question. The din is, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim must be done standing up. The Gemara says, from where do we know that it must be done standing up? Because the Pasuk says here in the parasha, L'shores, Oy b'gishtom in ha-mizbeach, L'shores. L'shores is Avoida. Avoida, we all know. Avoida, which the Kohen Gadol does in the Beis HaMikdash, must be done dafka ba'amida, when he's standing. Says the Gemara, so there's a hekesh, just like by the Avoida must be done ba'amida, so also Kiddush Adayim Raglayim must be done standing up. So fret the Gemara Akasha, the Tanakhama asks On Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, the way you tell us you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's a physical impossibility, or almost a physical impossibility for a person to be able to stand doing this, doing it. So how do you fulfill the halakha of Amida? So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda said, not a problem. So you have a Kohen standing next to him, holding him. Later he's standing. Kohen, Messiah, another Kohen holds this one, so he should be able to stand. So the Gemara says, so then what's the Rabbanon's problem? So what's the Tanakhana's problem that he can't stand? So the Gemara, because the Tanakhana holds that Amida min Hatzad, if a person is standing, but he's being helped to stand, he's being supported, and otherwise he would fall, Loi Shemei Amida. That's not called Amida. Wherever it's required Amida, Amida means independently standing. If I'm only standing because of somebody holding me, that's not called Amida. And Amida, the Tanakhama holds, that's why you do it the way with which we began. Right hand on the right foot, left hand on the left foot, that's fine. You can stand by doing it. As we state in the Gemara. So Tosfos comes, and Tosfos there says as follows. The Mishnah says in the Sechus Megillah, in Daf Chof Aleph, the first Mishnah of the third Perek, the Mishnah says that when somebody reads the Megillah, you can say the Megillah either standing up or sitting down. There's no halachic requirement. You can do it however you wish. Agavurcha, the halach is in Tzibur, if you're reading the Megillah but Tzibur, so there's a halacha covered at Tzibur. The Balkari should stay standing up. But as far as Hilchot Megillah is concerned, the Megillah is perfectly kosher whether one is standing, whether one is sitting. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara comes, and the Gemara begins and says, Ma she'ein kein b'toira. Kriyas ha'toira has a different halacha. Kriyas ha'toira must be leaned, that means the Balkari, and the person getting the aliyah, must be said standing up. Says the Gemara, from where do you know? Says the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu up and said, Poi, Amoid Imodi, come and stand next to me, and I'll teach you the Torah. So the Gemara says, Kaviyochel, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to stand, Poi, Amoid. And it says, Imodi, next to me. So Kaviyochel, that sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come and stand next to me. So you see that Mesiras HaTorah, the handing over of the Torah, it's required to be done in the standing. The Moshe HaTorah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was standing. So therefore we learn from there that our equivalent of Mesiras HaTorah is Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, must be done standing up. The Balkeire and the person getting the Aliyah must be said standing up. Fine, so today's verse. If so, then not only must the Balkeira and the person getting the Aliyah, not only must they stand, but they're not even allowed to lean on the Bimah. Because we have established a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the halacha of Kiddush Hadayim Raglayim. The Tanakhama said you can't do it, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, in your acrobatic way, because according to the way you, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, say it must be done, you can't stand by yourself. The only way is that another Kohen should support you. And Amida min Hatzad is Loi Shemei Amida. That's not called standing. And we pass like Tanakhama. We don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Tanakhama. So by implication, that means that we pass that the definition of Amida is independently standing, not leaving. Says Tosfos, if so, since there's a halacha about Kriyas HaTorah, that you have to stand the Gemara and Megillah. So now, on the basis of this Gemara and Zvachim, we now take that further. It's not good enough to stand. You're not even allowed to lean on the Bima like the Kohen. As we state in Tosfos. Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says, I'll bring you a raya, that you're not even allowed to lean by Kriyas HaTorah, because he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, just like the Torah was given, the Matan Torah was given be'ema u'be'yira, it was given in an atmosphere of fear, of kolos u'brachim, thunder and lightning. So also when Matan Torah, also our Matan Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, a person should behave in a manner. The Kriyas HaTorah, the Moshe HaTorah, should also behave in a manner of emo and yira, of fear. A person who's in a matzav of Eimon Nira, says the Yerushalmi, doesn't lean. If you're standing in front of a king from whom one is terrified, the last thing you do is you lean, you stand upright. So therefore also, says the Yerushalmi, this is also a halacha, that one must not lean by Kriyas HaTeir. So this is up the Zestavach. So you see, arrive to what I'm saying, that by Kriyas HaTeir, not only must you stand, but you're not even allowed to lean. Are they saying this? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kriyas HaTeir, in Kuf Mem Aleph, in Siv Cotton Base, so the Magen Avraham comes and says the following. Tosfos has given us two reasons, two makaris, why it's necessary for a person to stand the Shas Kriyas HaTeir. Number one, the Gemara Megillah, Poi Amoid Imadi. Number two, the Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi says, that just like the Torah was given the Yirah, so also our Torah must be handed over with an atmosphere of Yirah. Says the Magen Avraham, there's a halachic nafkemina between the two reasons. And the Magen Avraham says as follows. The Shittim HaKavetz says, comes over here in Zvachim, in that Yutetimah base, in Sivkot and Dada, and the Shittim says, there's two ways, there's two types of leaning. Two ways of leaning on the bimah b'shas Kriyas HaTeir. You can lean on the bimah in a manner that even if the bimah would be removed, you won't fall down. You put a slight bit of weight on the bimah, that's one. On the other hand, you can lean on the bimah, put all your weight on, so that if it would be removed and you would stay like this, you'd fall over. Says Tosfos, says the Shitta, when the Gemara says, Amida min atzad is not called Amida, that's only the type of leaning which if you would remove the thing on which you are leaning, you'd fall down. So then you're not standing, because something else is keeping you up. If you remove that, you'd fall down. But if you would be leaning in such a manner, that even if you would remove that object on which you are leaning, you would still be able to remain standing. So the Shitta says, that's called Amida. That's okay. So in other words, a Kohen, Ba'avoy Dasai, who does Avoida, could be, he'd be allowed to lean on another coin in a manner that even if the other coin would walk away, he wouldn't fall down. As is Dr. Shitta. Says the Magen Avraham as follows. By Kriyas HaTeir, we have nochamot two reasons, two makaris, two sources, that a person that is about Kaira must not lean. Number one, from the Pasuk of Poi Amoid Imadi, that's the first source. And second of all, from the Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi said that Kashem, that the Torah was given Be'ema or Be'ira, so also we must do our Kriyas HaTeir Be'ema or Be'ira. Says the Magen Avraham, the Chilik, the Nafkimina, the Halachic Nafkimina between these two dinim is as follows. These two droshes is as follows. If you only learn from the Pasuk of Toi Amoid Imadi, then that would only preclude, that would only exclude the type of leaning which if you would remove the thing on which you are leaning, you'd fall down. Or for the type of gently leaning on the bimah that you would not fall down if you would remove the bimah, that would be okay. Or but now that we have a second drasha, now that we have the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Be'ema b'yira, says the Magen Avraham, that tells me under no circumstances, no leaning whatsoever.
Excuse me, Be'ema b'yira doesn't mean standing.
According to what Tosfos understood in the Yerushalmi says, that's what it means. A person, if you come to a king, you wouldn't sit and you wouldn't slouch, you'd stand up upright. So that's the feeling of Eimah. So says the Magen Avraham, that's what the second Yerushalmi is moisif, that any type of leaning is forbidden. The Magen Avraham goes weiter. And the Magen Avraham says as follows. The Mechaber in Kuf Mem Aleph, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTeir, when he brings this halacha of the person has to stand b'shas Kriyas HaTeir, so the Mechaber says, this is Kuf Mem Aleph in Sif Aleph, so the Mechaber says as follows, Sorich likrois mu'umud, you have to lean standing up, v'afilu lismoich atzmoy lekoisel oy lo'amud osa, and even to support oneself against the wall or against the bimah, against an amud is forbidden. Elo im kain hu bal basar. Unless he's a portly gentleman who finds it difficult to stand, or whatever reason, the Mishabura says, Lav Dafka, any onus, So then, it's not necessary. It comes along in Avraham and says, the Mechaba is, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Mashma, again, Sorech Likrois Bu'umud, you have to lay standing up, and even to lean is forbidden, unless you find it difficult. Vice versa, if you find it difficult, you can even sit. From the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, that's what it sounds like. Says Magen Avraham, nay. We have three levels. Sitting, leaning in a manner that you would fall down if they would remove the thing on which you're leaning. Leaning in a manner that you would not fall down. Says the Magen Avraham, when the Mechaber says, Elon Cain hu balbasa, he is only permitting the weakest type of leaning. That you're allowed to lean in a manner that you won't fall down if you remove the thing on which you're leaning. But any more than that, to lean in a manner that you would fall down, and kavachema to sit, it's asa for a balbasa. Give somebody else an aliyah, get another balkaya. It's too bad. It's forbidden. As we state in Magen Avraham. Now, this Magen Avraham needs a bit of understanding. If they were makel via balbasa, via benoinus, that someone not able, who finds it difficult, so what happens? They were only makel in, let's call it grade 3, in the weakest form of leaning. If you have rachmanas on such a person, and you make an exception, so make an exception. So what is this pshara, what is this compromise? That he's allowed to do the weakest form of leaning, but not any more than that. So kipshutai, it sounds just like it is. It's a compromise. That means, ideally, a person should stand absolutely upright, and no sort of smicha, no sort of leaning whatsoever, behema ubehira. So we said, Chazal said, look, if you find it difficult, so we'll give you one little leeway. We'll say that you can do the weakest form, but we can't give any more. We can't make any more allowances. That's Kipshuta chapter in the Magen Avraham. Is Rav Shmuel Razovsky, Zechen Levracha, in the Sefer Zichron and Shmuel, in Siman Lamed Gimel, so he comes with a beautiful pshat, smack of pshat in the Magen Avraham, in this chilek, this distinction. And he says as follows. He says, the Be'alas, he would like to suggest that if a person leans in a manner that he won't fall down if you remove the thing on which he is leaning, that is absolute amida. That's standing. There's nothing, there's no chesaron in the shev amida. You're standing. You won't fall down if the standard is removed, so that's called standing. When the Yerushalmi comes, according to the Magen Avraham, and says, a new reason. There's a new reason why you have to stand and why you mustn't lean. Because Torah was given by him of Yira. And therefore, it's forbidden to lean in any way, even in a manner where you won't fall down. The Yerushalmi is not coming and extending the Hilchus Amida, says Rav Shmuel. It's not a halacha that in Kriyas HaTorah, the goalposts of Amida are narrowed. That the limitations of Amida are narrowed and the Hilchus Amida are stricter. No! The halacha of Eimah and Yira be'emes intrinsically has nothing to do with Amida. It's the halacha that Kriyas HaTorah must take place, must be performed, mitoch Eimah. Now we have to go and think, how does a person behave when he's scared? How does a person behave when he's standing in front of a person from whom he has Eimah? The hechatibsa of that is the automatic. So he will stand, and he certainly won't lean in any way. So the halacha of the Eimah B'Yira is not a halacha in Hilchas Amida, that if you're leaning, it's felt in the Amida. No, what do you do in Amida? It's felt in Eimah. It's a new halacha that the behavior and the atmosphere around the Valkyrie and the Eila must be an atmosphere of Eimah. And therefore, if they are either sitting, leaning in any way, it ruins, it spoils that atmosphere of Eimah. Says the Shmuel, if so, this is the case, that we have two distinct dinim. We have a halacha of Hilchas Amida. Amida says you must not sit. When Amida says that Poi Amoy Dimoni says you must not lean in a manner that you would fall down if you would remove the thing on which you're leaning, that's Amida. Then we have a new halacha. That the atmosphere around the Balkeire and the person getting the aliyah must be one of Ema or Vayira, which is a new halacha, which doesn't have anything intrinsically to do with Amida. It's just that's the way one shows one's Eimah. If so, Dr. Shmuel, beautiful. Comes now, we have a much deeper understanding in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham comes and says, if someone is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, someone who's an Oinus, who's a Baal Vosar, finds it difficult to stand, So in the Torah Chazep, says the Mogen Avraham as follows. A Baal Basar has a Chiyuv Amida by Kriyas HaTorah like anybody else. It's not a Chochmas. Just because he's an Oinus, so therefore all of a sudden we rule out and say, you don't need to stand. Of course you need to stand. There's Halach of Amida. And because of this Halach of Amida, therefore, it's absolutely forbidden for a Baal Basar to sit, and it's also forbidden for a Baal Basar to lean in a manner that he would fall if he would remove the thing on which he's leaning, because that's sitting, and there's a lock of Amida. However, if someone comes, a very weak person, in front of a king, and he's leaning not because he's lazy, not because he's tired, he's leaning because of his kekoyach. Das stelt nicht in Eimer, says Reb Shmuel. That's not a chesaron in Eimer, that's not casual. If it's casual, so then you're not treating the Kriyas HaTorah with the due respect. That's not that the seer Eimer. But if you're weak, then the reason why I'm leaning, that act of leaning with Teich Eimus, because of a medical problem, that does not chepper with the atmosphere of Eimer. And therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, a Baal Basar has to stand. And therefore he must stand, he must sit, and he must lean in a manner which is called sitting, which is if you fall down. Masha'enking, to lean in a manner where even if he'd remove the stand, he also wouldn't fall. He's standing. No, what talks to? Selten Eimer. Not even a Baal Basar, it's a Baal Basar. So he's going to have a medical problem. And therefore it's not an attitude problem, it's not a lazy problem. And therefore, that's why we'll make al kaponim, that kind of leaning. As a result,
somebody appears in front of a melech, let's say, in a wheelchair. Yeah, the melech will understand that he remains in the wheelchair, even Yosef. No? It's the same that the
Melech
will make concessions for somebody who
can't. I suppose it means not someone who Baal Basar, someone who has 2 feet. So therefore, I presume you're right. If it's something which is visibly seen in Nochanama, but someone who has 2 feet and he's sitting because he's shrach, the Melech can't tell that. So it might, it does look like a it does look. Yes. So then we'd say rather get somebody else to lay. Leaning a little bit is something which we understand. That's the line which is drawn.
In a wheelchair.
Mustoma will be allowed. I think there's a mishabur about it. The Mepharshim on Ba'er on this sikkur of Shmuel from the Tosfos in Zvachim, a Geshmak Ha'ara from the Tosfos in Zvachim. Tosfos in Zvachim, with which we began, Tosfos stands to and says that just like the Gemara says in Zvachim that leaning is not counted as standing, so also when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so leaning is not counted as standing. This was the Tosfos in Zvachim, but the way Tosfos goes about it is quite interesting. Tosfos says, nirah. Tosfos begins with the word nirah. It appears to me. In other words, it's not so clear. But nirah, I would like to suggest that in the same way that we see that by the Avodah, Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, leaning is not called standing, so also by Kriyas HaTorah, where there's halacha of standing, also leaning is not called standing. And then Tosfos says, and I'll bring you another raya from this Yushalmi about Eim Avayiro. If the question is, why does Tosfos begin and say nirah, meaning that it's not so possible, it's debatable, you might argue, and I understand your point of view, but I hold that in. What's the start to argue? Is a clear-cut Gemara. The Gemara says leaning is not called standing, black and white. There's a clear-cut Gemara, you have to stand when you by leaning. No, 101 is 2. Sorry. So then you have to stand. When it comes to, you must not lean when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. So what? Why does Tosfos say nirah? Tosfos should have just said, "For who are din?" And the same din applies by Kriyas HaTorah. The lashon of the nirah of Tosfos, it appears to me, means that Tosfos understood that he's open to controversy. Somebody might argue. On what basis could anybody argue on this? So the Mepharshim explain as follows. There's a Shitta Mekavetz over there in Zvachim, which the Shitta says, comes as and says, that this rule, that if a person, which the Gemara says, going right back to the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda, in his acrobatic way of doing Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, the hand on the hands and the leg and everything, there says, the Shitta Mekavet says, only such a type of not of support is called, is not called Amida. Meaning, if you stand in such a manner that it's an absolute physical impossibility to stand in this way. So you put your right foot on your left foot and your right hand, no one can stand in such a manner. So then, that's not called Amida. And if you're only held upright because someone's supporting you, that's not called standing. Ma'asheg is up to shit. If you're on your 2 feet, it happens to be you're leaning quite heavily on a bimah. But you're on your 2 feet, true, if you'd remove the bimah, you'd fall down. But if you'd remove the bimah and you'd stand up, that's called Amida. So the shita argues and says that there's no such rule. This halacha of Amida min Atzad, of the being supported by somebody else, is it's only when you're standing in a manner that is absolutely, it's not physical possibility to keep up that way. Mashenki leaning in any way at all, even leaning on a manner, in a manner that if we would remove the object, you would fall down. So that's cool. I'm on my 2 feet. All I need to do is if you remove it, I'll just straighten up. That's fine. I don't have to move my feet in any way. That's cool standing. So the Mepharshim say, this was obviously the Kavanah of Tosfos. When Tosfos came and Tosfos said, V'nira, that I, it appears to me, that what? That by Kriyas HaTorah, you have to, you, not only are you not allowed to sit, you're not even allowed to lean. So our question was, what's V'nira about it? What's Tosfos Chiddush? It's a Mepharshim Gemara, it's clear cut. The Teretz is the Shittim, the Tosfos is aiming to rule out the Svara of the Shitta. The Shitta Mukaveta says that it's only not called sitting if it's only, I'm sorry, it's only not called standing if it's absolute physical impossibility to stand this way. Comes Mashenkin, if you're leaning even in a manner that you would fall down, it would be okay. Comes Tosfos, but near ichal, but any form of leaning. Obviously, only if you'll fall down, if you remove the object, but al-Kafalim, any form of leaning also felt in Amida, and therefore by Kriyas HaTorah, it's also forbidden. According to the Shittah Mukavetes, by Kriyas HaTorah, you'd be allowed to lean on the shtender, on the omelet, even in a manner that you'd fall down if you'd remove the omelet. And that's Tosfos Venira. Oh, and this is the case, let's carry on with Tosfos. Zot says Tosfos, I'm going to bring you a raya. And in the context of which the Mepharshim are explaining Tosfos, Tosfos is bringing a raya against the Shittah. Bring a raya as to the definition of Amida. So Tosfos, the chain we see in Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi says, Torah must be given, Metoich Eimah, and therefore, you must not lean. So the Mepharshim of Mo'era, Merdekar on Rosh Hashanah, Mishmakar. Tosfos is trying to show the halach of Amida. That the definition of Amida, not like the Shitta, leaning is not standing. And Tosfos proves this Svara from Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi says that the Torah must be given with Toich Eimah, and therefore if you're leaning, it's not Eimah. If you say, if you remember, like we said from Rav Shmuel, that there's two dinim. Poya Moedim Modi is halacha, you have to stand. The din of Yerushalmi, with Toich Eimah of Yira, it's not a halacha in the definition of Amida. It's not telling us what it means standing. It's a new separate halacha, but the atmosphere of the people leaning and Kriyas HaTorah must be an atmosphere of seriousness, and therefore you mustn't lean. It's not because of the definition of Amida. So how can Tosfos prove from the Yerushalmi? But you see from the Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi says you mustn't lean. Is there an ayah that leaning is not called standing? No! Lo'elam, I'll tell you, in Hilchas Amida, as far as the definition of Amida is concerned, the Shittah is right. That as long as I'm on my 2 feet, even though I'll fall down if you remove the shtender, that's called standing. Aye, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says you must not leave by Kriyas HaTorah. That's a separate halacha. That's the halacha because there's a din of Eimah. That there's a halacha by Kriyas HaTorah must be done with Teich Eimah. According to the understanding of Rav Shmuel. Now come on. If you say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is not because, it, like Rav Shmuel says, it's a serpent halacha. The Kriyas HaTorah must be done with an atmosphere of Eimah. And that's why I have to stand, not because we've changed the definition of Amida. So you say, what's up, Tosfos? I'm going to bring you a raya against the Shitta. I'm going to show you that leaning is not called standing. For a raya by Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to lean. No, over there, the reason why you're not allowed to lean is not because it's not called standing. It's called standing. No, it's a new halacha. You've got to behave like you would behave in front of the king. It's a dinamah. Zaytika halacha. Elamai, we see from Tosfos the Chayra, Nishirashim. We see from Tosfos that Tosfos held that the din of Eimah is also halacha in Hilchas Amida. And by Kriya Teira, the Chazal came along and said, because Teira must be given with Eima, therefore the Gedorim, the rules of Amida, are narrowed, and any form of leaning felt in the Amida. Is a bazoi, even though the Shmuel has a beautiful pshat, a smaki pshat, in the Bavli Avraham, of Alachera, in Tosfos, the Raya Mishnah there, in Tosfos we see that even the Yerushalmi is also coming to explain the Gedorim of Amida.